action.
Blog Talk Radio.
I guess we'll call that an inappropriate moment of silence.
Wow.
Wow, wait a minute.
What were you
my
doing
opening,
in that minute of silence?
Wow, my opening was supposed to play, and I'm kind of pissed off right now. But anyway, one opener, don't stop a show, because at some point we'll take a break and hear it. But I want to welcome everybody to the podcast.
Hey, yeah. Everybody, welcome. This wasn't the way it was supposed to start, though, so we might have to start the beginning somewhere in the center. But we've got some people on here. Let's see, Jordan's on here. That's a nephew,
hey.
By the way. Hey.
Yeah, I'm the weird one.
See, in my intro that failed to start, you would have heard all that.
Yeah, we got everybody's names on that. Hey, so... And
okay.
Amanda is on here. That's a daughter.
Oh, okay, Debbie.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, what daughter?
Who's Amanda?
No.
And Bonnie's
what
on
I?
Here. A Bonster.
There was a question.
Did home? You say my daughter or my youngest daughter?
I just said daughter.
Oh, I thought I heard youngest daughter, and I was going to check you again.
She's hunting now. She's hunting.
Always, Jordan, always.
So do we, is Bonnie on here?
Yes, Bonnie's on.
I don't hear her.
Bonnie, would you say something,
I'm
please?
I'm just listening.
Oh, good idea. Okay, I would do that too. I would. And so is that it right
yeah.
now?
Right
okay.
here.
So can you play the intro from the other screen? Just maybe they could hear it a little bit.
I don't know, but we will give it a shot.
We'll give it a shot. Listen to the intro, you guys. Got to turn it up.
Okay.
Can you hear that, okay?
This is your podcasters, Jane and Kenny Hodge, with a special edition of Grayscale. I want them people to know you're here. Hey, five families that we're going to be conversing with tonight are the Duffys, the Christensens, the Royces, Bernal, and the Larson. These are the five families from Minnesota that are joining with the new Hodge family from Ohio to create a larger family. When I say the Duffy, I'm talking Teresa, Kevin, and Connor. My man. Let's move over to the Christensens. We got Melissa, Axe Throwing Mike, Tattooing Logan, and Sweet Little Raven. Let's move right over to the Royce family. You've got Miss Veronica. My man Kevin. I'm a professional worldwide wine taster, Alexa. I can break dance, parkour, and keep my head straight, Aiden. Look at here. Next family we have are the Bernal, Amanda, Jason, jewelry making Kylie, Brendan, and Riley. Just take it far to the east. Take it to the east. The Larson family. Jonathan, Jane, Levi, and Nolan. Konnichiwa, or Kumbawa, or Ohio, depending on what time of day the Larsons are listening to this podcast. Now, on the other side of the family, because there are many sides to the family, the Wisconsin side, I've got my girl, Kendra Rowe, my main dog, J.O., a.k.a. Jordan, my brother and sister-in-law, Tommy Dooley, who I just met, can't wait to meet again, Amber and Nick, and of course, the sweetest of the sweets, Mary. So to the Wisconsin and Minnesota family, you're going to be in for a bigger treat when you get to meet the hard side of the family. I've got two beautiful children, Kenny and Julian. Kenny is
owner of He Was With You. So when you see He Was With You, you'll see Kenny Hodge. In fact, Jonna and Julie will probably work in the same airport base. I've got Brother Ronnie, Earl, Sisters Jenny, Vanessa, our host, nieces and nephews. Can't forget about you, Rhonda. Can't forget about you, Dr. Hollins. And I've got the super nephew, my brother, Rashawn. Can't forget my nephew, Will. Wap Shante. We've got family on family. And when we all assimilate, all I can say is, what a beautiful world this will be.
Yeah. So did you guys hear that okay?
It sounded really distant.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I got the gist of it.
I'm sorry.
So, Sam, we've heard our intro. I want to start off by saying I'm glad to be a part of the family, and it's
says that now.
Yeah.
Well, we're mildly excited that you're a part of it.
Okay, mildly.
We are super excited, Jordan.
We'll get you a participation trophy. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'm kidding.
I'm joking. We love you. I'm just kidding. That's all love here.
I know. I didn't just meet you, Jay. We good.
So, Amanda.
Yeah.
So, what are you wearing to the party?
I thought you meant now.
I'm like a t-shirt and pants. I don't know yet.
Jordan, you gotta, what about you? Are you gonna wear? I mean, I know you got to work or something. You might not be there.
I got some work I got to do. But I'll come probably dressed in probably a button up, some nice pants, and a sports jacket or something.
You don't have a top hat?
No, I don't have a top hat.
Well, I was
I've got a
my
picture
outfit
of you.
I don't even know. I had one. I don't know what happened to it.
Go
somewhere.
James. Who's that other person that called in over there? Who's this?
Jane Ellen.
Me.
Well, who's that?
Me.
I was told my outfit was picked out for me.
That's Amanda.
Yeah. Hey,
you
someone
should
else
know
say
who
hi.
I am. Who else?
Hi,
is
Grandma.
Me?
Oh, hello. Riley, right?
Well, yes. You got her right, not me. That's rude.
Whatever, she doesn't know who I am.
She must have a more memorable face.
Yeah.
Her voice.
Face? So, Riley.
A more memorable face.
What are you wearing?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
A dress. What color dress?
I don't know if I'm wearing my black one or my red one.
That's Grandma.
As Riley, Amanda's daughter.
I don't know which one to wear.
She wants to know if she should wear her red dress or her black dress. They're both dressy.
Ooh, I think you should wear the red.
But then she wants to know if she can wear red Nikes to it.
I'm not wearing Nikes.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you wear Nikes.
Yeah. Wear the red Nikes.
So, they match my dress, so.
Nikes is cool.
That's great. So Riley, what position are you in the family as far as grandchildren? Like, you know, the oldest is, you know, Logan, the youngest is Nolan. So where are you?
Like the middle, middle end.
Riley, the center. You're like fourth from the youngest.
What number you are? Okay. I'm like...
I guess I'm number seven. Jaden, right? Yeah, you're number eight.
Just kidding, I'm number eight.
We forgot.
Oh. So there's other people who have joined.
I know. Jane can't figure out who else is on the call.
No.
Yeah, 11 no. grandchildren. Yeah, 11 grandchildren. Imagine that. So, okay, we've got to somehow find out who else is called in.
Raven has your favorite.
Hey, Raven.
Oh, Raven.
So, Raven.
Yes, Raven, I made it.
Hey, Raven, what is your position in the family? Oldest, youngest, in the middle, what?
As in, well, grandkids, not family.
Let's see here.
The grandkids.
There's Logan, and then there's me. So I am part
number
of
two.
The oldest. I'm number two. I was the first granddaughter to be loved in your guys' faces.
More than that, but I'm actually her favorite.
So not only are you number two, but you are the oldest granddaughter.
I know. I feel so loved.
And you now live in Colorado. You just moved there?
Yep.
You liking it?
Hey, I do. Just got home from work and making dinner right now.
Hey, what are you wearing to the party?
Party address.
Okay, do you have any idea
do I know
what
20 yet?
Do you know what color?
No. It could be either a light blue yellowish color to a red. So.
Ooh, another red.
Do red. You can match
Daddy. Yeah, with me. You can wear
everybody
red.
Do red.
Jane.
What?
Jane.
Yeah.
Riley wants to remind you of something.
Oh, yeah. I said I'm the youngest granddaughter, but the best.
What?
You're funny. I'm the oldest and the best. So fight me, Riley.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right. You two are going to throw down. I'll ref.
Right here live.
You are
the
youngest granddaughter. I've met her. I've never found her before.
Okay, well, I'm also like, I'm pretty sure I am taller than Riley.
Riley's always looking for a fight.
You know, we could turn off all the mics.
I'll throw down.
But...
I
to laugh
it. Change the clothes. Just
hey,
to throw down.
I know. I do want to point out. Hello. I'm here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to point out that Riley is the only grandchild that has my name, Riley Jane.
Yep.
She does. She was named after you. That's why that just makes you 10 times better. You're welcome for that, by the way.
Okay. So I want everyone to be quiet for a minute. So who haven't we spoke with yet?
Me.
Who's
myself.
You?
Who says me?
Man,
oh,
let's
no.
do this again, Jane. Who's that?
Okay. We got
my voice.
Who is we got Raven?
Who's
Jordan,
that
Biden,
daughter?
Amanda, and Riley.
Okay, we're waiting
it's
for him, not
daughter.
Just me.
It's the easiest, one of the easiest daughters.
Oh, of Melissa.
Course,
it's
easy with grandma first.
Is that what you call yourself?
What are
you
doing right now? No, I'm
well,
the
when you said when you said me, I'm like, okay, how many me's can there possibly be with that kind of voice?
Sure.
So Melissa is the...
Welcome to the podcast, Melissa.
Yeah, welcome. You're the second oldest in the family of girls with
well,
the two
yeah,
oldest
no
grandchildren.
I know. I bless
I
you
know.
With the two first grandchildren, a boy and a girl.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? And so I got to ask because I'm asking everybody, so what are you wearing to the party?
I don't know. Am I going to wear something?
Melissa,
let's go
naked.
Oh,
I know
but you've changed.
I'm wearing my Magic Mike outfit.
Ayo? Ayo?
Yeah.
Who's that?
George Logan.
Oh, Magic
Logan's
Mike there?
No,
oh,
it's
no
Mike.
Magic Mike.
Is that Mike
Magic
or
Mike,
Logan?
Dude. It's Magic Mike.
Magic
yeah.
Mike.
They don't get it.
I know.
Another
example of stress. Sesame Street smart, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it's totally.
Sorry, I'll stop being mean.
So, I was going there.
Okay, so how come, Melissa? What are you wearing, and what color are you wearing? I want to know what you're wearing.
Ripley, leave it.
I don't know if I'm gonna wear anything. I might just come naked.
Jesus.
I'm shocked, everybody.
So you feel that confident since going to the gym this past year, right?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, I have options. I haven't picked an outfit yet. I have like
okay,
five outfits I'm picking between.
I have a question. Is Pam here? Pam? Oh, no Pam yet. I think she might call in and she might sing a song for us. Okay.
Awesome. You can only hope.
If I may, really quickly, I have to get going again, unfortunately. But all jokes
story of your life.
And all talking aside, like I love both of you. I'm so happy that you guys are together. Kenny, I just got to say really quickly that you make Jane incredibly happy, and you should be a very proud man to have her arm. And you better watch it because I'm watching you, all right?
Wait a minute, you almost had me in tears, and you had to come back with the bully shit, man.
Hey, you know how it goes. You know how it goes. No, actually, though, we love you, man. I will be able to, I'm sorry we didn't be able to get the full day off, but I will be able to pay my respects and be present for a little while at the very least. Like I said, I won't take up any more time. Like I said, we love you guys. I love you too, very much. Jane, obviously, you're like a mother to me. I appreciate it, everything that you've done for me in my life. And I'm looking forward to seeing how you and Kenny influence each other through your bright marriage. And your
bright marriage.
Like, yeah, bright marriage. It's very bright. You guys are both very happy people, and I'm glad you are able to be happy together.
Hey, I appreciate the words, Jay. I really do, man.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetie.
Sure,
can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you either. Anyway, okay. I got to fly. I'm so sorry, but I love you all, and I'll see you guys soon.
Love you.
All right.
Love you.
Man.
Bye, Jordan.
Bye.
That's sweet. Isn't he just like a, he really sucks up, doesn't he? No.
Rude. Yeah.
So, okay, do we have everybody, have we spoke, who's all on here? Wait, let Kenny tell you. Kenny, who's all on here?
Raven, Bonnie, Amanda, Riley, I think that's it.
Anybody else?
Melissa, Michael.
Oh, where's Michael?
Okay.
Dude.
You walked away from me. I'm right here.
Oh, my God. He's
way
in
the
back. You asked what he's wearing. You can call him
Michael
Logan.
He's coming as Magic Mike.
Oh, that was Magic Mike.
I know what Michael's wearing. He had it on Facebook the other day, his new, space suit.
No.
Right?
No. Fuck no.
No. He's got his mask on. Let me call it.
So I just.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm going to need one of you guys to come down to Colorado real quick and open this jar for me. It's hard.
Gently bang the top on the counter.
Hey, Michael.
I got it. We're fine. Michael.
Hey, Michael. I hear we're going to Axtron.
Yep.
Okay. I've been practicing, man.
You're practicing?
I just have forks.
All right,
I'm throwing forks at the wall.
Did you hear that?
Not it. What'd you say?
High expectations.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
You better be excellent.
Yeah, no. Yes, I will. Throw an ass like a lumberjack.
You gotta stop with those axe jokes. Like axe puns not needed.
Okay, so I won't ask any more questions then.
It's bad.
But I hear that you ladies can be very mischievous at times. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. But not really totally looking forward to it. That makes sense?
Are you nervous?
Don't be nervous.
Michael, is that Mike? Michael, you said that like a man who's already been through it, man. It's like, look, we all got to go this way.
You'll be fine. You'll be just fine.
Mike will be very gentle.
Well, so
they call me
all
Magic
this...
Mike for a reason.
Okay, so the guys are doing something on Friday night, like axe throwing. What are we doing, girls? I mean, are we just setting
up? You'll find out.
Oh, we're setting up, correct? What am I supposed to wear?
You'll find out.
I was just planning on setting up anything. I was planning on fun. I don't know about y'all.
Hey, so we are setting. What are you wearing? What should I wear on Friday night?
Clothes,
come on, girl.
Preferably.
You got the plan.
Hopefully clothing.
Clothes.
I mean, should I be dressed up to clean up the house and set up for the next day?
Don't wear your mumas. What are they called?
My poop pants.
Wear your changing clothes.
Don't wear her what?
It is her mumas.
What's a muma?
You can be prepared to be out in public for a little bit. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, hope you guys have a bunch of people helping set up then. So, okay, is anybody new on here yet?
No.
That we haven't talked? And you guys
are
can hang up anytime.
I'm bored with talking with you already.
Right? Bonnie hasn't said anything.
She's just listening to the drama, right, Bonnie?
Where's the drama?
Yes.
Oh,
and let me tell you.
Well, no drama.
I thought it might be so slow that I could just nod off, but there's no way that's happening.
You know, I keep hearing you, ladies.
No,
the
we're
girls.
Kind of obnoxious.
I keep hearing the daughters talk
that's
about drama,
okay.
But you all seem so loving when I'm there. So I don't see where this could be any drama between you.
Hey, Bonnie, so what would you wear if you were coming?
What would I wear if I was coming? Probably a nun outfit. A habit.
Oh.
A black and white habit.
All those things we were used to as young girls.
Yes.
So Bonnie, by the way, is a friend from, the 60s. One of my oldest friends, probably as old as Debbie, probably. And
yeah,
we never got in any trouble together, ever.
No, do you want me to tell that story?
No, you mean how traumatized I
okay.
was? No.
Oh, there's stories to be told.
The Rexall drug story, Kenny?
No.
Does everybody know
the
Rexall drug story?
No.
No.
Won't go there. I will totally, no.
Okay.
Now you
got to
tell the story.
Kenny, I'll save that for you another time if she hasn't told you.
I want to hear it too.
Oh, I think,
oh my
I
gosh.
Think we might
I mean,
have talked
we
about
were
it.
Like 12 or 13.
This isn't the time you got arrested, is it? Is this the time
Not
you got
really.
Arrested?
We were in detention.
You can't be arrested when you're a minor. You can only be apprehended. And it was for a misdemeanor. But, you know, we had to have the pantyhose for the Pepsi party.
Okay, so wait a minute now. You got to tell me. You got to tell me a little more now. Now you spiked my interest.
Oh no!
But the pantyhose. Pantyhose
yes.
had just come out. Pantyhose had just come out. You got rid of the girdle and the clip-ons and stuff, and so you could. You know, just breathe a little easier, and you wouldn't see those clips on the mini skirts and stuff. You know, so it was really pretty cool, and we had to have it.
And just like Harvey, Paul Harvey. That's the rest of the story, right?
Exactly.
All right, maybe I don't want to hear the story. Maybe.
I think
maybe the story shouldn't be told on my show.
Okay.
Nope, I know. It's pillow talk. Kenny, it's pillow talk.
Well, I bet they do more than that for pillow talk.
Bonnie?
Yeah. No, I didn't hear what you said.
Well, if I was there, no, I would try to not embarrass anybody and act, you know, quietly and observe and, yeah.
Right. And I really, you know, by the way, this sounds like you guys. So Bonnie was the first person. She gave us champagne for our wedding.
Wow. Okay. Now I can. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Bonnie, I'm sure we did thank you, but that was awesome. And Jane just told me it was one of... Yes, it was.
I had to get the right concierge and the check-in clerk to arrange so that they'd give you the room where the champagne was in. Yeah. It was a little
was
task,
awesome,
but they're up to it.
Hey, somebody else just called in. Who just called in?
Your eldest.
No, she's supposed to
Teresa.
Guess, Teresa. She has failed.
Yeah, she hasn't done a very good job of it. You gave it away.
She has failed on guessing what kid it has been.
Well,
so she has
Teresa,
no idea who any of our voices are.
Teresa is
at
the
all.
Oldest, right? So
yeah.
She's the
are
oldest.
Are you questioning that?
And
Teresa's the oldest, right?
So what are you wearing to the party?
Party? What party?
The party.
The party where the newlywed game is going to be played.
The party of
the
year?
Game.
Yeah, the party where we're playing the newlywed game, that party.
Well, that's what I'm like, what party are we talking about? I mean, I'm going to wear clothing.
Why?
Every single one of your daughters answered the same way.
I know. They don't
did
tell
we really?
Me what
all
they're
of us
wearing.
Did? It's almost like it's almost like we know each other.
Yeah, you kind of sort of.
We're not going to tell you what we're going to wear. Did
no.
anyone else tell you what they're going to wear?
Yes, they all did, but they all at some point said we're going to wear clothing.
What about what
you
color?
You two are talking over each other.
No, Teresa, none of us told her what we're wearing.
I was gonna say because I'm pretty sure I know my sisters pretty well. Yeah, no, we're wearing
you don't
clothing
think
better
tell?
Than Jane knows our voices.
No, oh, Jane knows our voices. We can't figure out who we are.
You
keep calling my husband, my son.
Wait, you got to picture this. First. You got to picture this. You got to picture this. I am on the other side of this room. Kenny's right in front of the speakers, so he can hear you guys better than I.
Excuses.
That's a lame excuse.
Nice try.
So, is Pam here yet? No, Pam.
Who, Pamela? Oh, do I need to text her real quick?
Yep.
Who?
And where's
Pam?
Z?
She only cares about Pam. I see how it is.
I know.
Is Pam on or no?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay, let me text her real quick. Let me text her.
If it's that important, I'll be Pam.
Tell her to keep it decent, Teresa.
So now...
Tell her to keep it PG-13.
Oh, my
but
God.
But that's not Pam.
Does Pam know how to keep it
rated F. And I love that.
Hey, Raven. Raven, are you cooking dinner?
I'm sitting down to eat now. I'm eating a burger.
Oh.
A burger?
A burger.
I'm myself a burger.
Yeah. Please.
Oh, she made herself a burger.
Dead wants to eat, probably.
That's always good. That's always good not to just grab a burger from Burger King or where that. Or those
well,
places.
I got to use up all my groceries before I come up to Minnesota, so... Gotta eat.
Smart girl.
When do you go there? I mean, when will you be there? The day before?
Thursday. I should be there sometime on Thursday.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you guys are going to set up on Thursday, and when I get there, everything will be done. Right?
No. No.
You're funny. You're so cute.
Well, I'm pretty
I'm
sure.
I'm driving like 12 and a half hours up there. No, thank you.
Now, wait a minute. Let's forget all that. I'm the bride, okay? And so you guys can set up and, you know, let me just do nothing. No? No?
So I have to tell you, I don't know of any wedding that the bride does nothing to get ready for her wedding.
I know.
That would
I worked
my
butt off during mine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With an infant in hand.
I did the flower girl's hair for mine. Is that
you're
another
welcome,
sister?
Guys.
Oh, there's another one.
Don't say your name. Make Jane guess.
What? What?
What?
Be
Jane, oh. Someone else just joined. Can you guess who it is?
Let me hear the voice.
I've been
just
on for
hi.
A while, actually.
Oh, is that you?
Hi. Who's
oh.
you?
Is that Pam?
Are you kidding?
That's for
no.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you really want
really, you didn't notice that?
Now that's oh, Veronica, right?
I told you.
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Oh. Okay, I'm the same.
Is it Natalie?
No.
Oh, wait. Is it John?
You've been forgotten about.
Very good. Third, fourth,
oh,
death.
Jana,
you
the youngest.
You totally failed, Jane.
Well, okay, how long has it been since I talked to you, really? Really?
It don't matter. You have failed.
I
her
failed.
I mean, you've known me since I was
except
three.
Except Teresa.
Because Teresa came in and said it was Teresa. You have failed every single one of us.
Well, okay, wait a minute. There's somebody that just came on. Who's that?
I just called.
You got
to say, I love
you. The person you wanted this whole time.
Is that Pam?
Yes.
Pam.
I've never heard Pam's voice before.
So can we...
Hey, Pam. Welcome onto the crazy show.
Okay,
Pam,
you've been more desired
you
than any of us. Pam,
so
Pam, keep it clean. There's
yes.
kids on here.
I'll try.
Which kids of ours have not heard unclean stuff?
That's a fair point.
Every child in this family, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So Pam, you're a friend, mostly, what, the Duffies, but everybody, but Duffies first?
Kevin Duffy first. Let's be real.
Oh, Kevin Duffy first.
Oh, yeah. Teresa was jealous of him.
Yeah, oh, I was.
Yeah. And
she's one of the reasons why
she's
we
like,
got
that's
together.
My man.
Then why do you have her at all the parties, Teresa?
Because we're no longer jealous.
Because she's a sister now?
Oh, 100%.
Except she needs
sister.
To learn her own personal boundaries a little bit.
So I found out.
Oh, Amanda, that you like that.
You
personal boundaries.
A little bit. So Pam cannot.
I like it when I get molested.
What?
Pam
oh,
likes
boy.
Molesting.
Here we go. So Pam is a dear friend of the family, though, over the years, and has sang at a couple of different weddings in the family. And she can't come to the party, so I really was hoping that she would sing something here on the podcast.
Does she know that?
What?
Does she know that?
Yes.
No, she's being told she
never
before.
Does she know that? Of course she knows that, right? Right, Pam? Oh, okay. Oh, somebody else joined. Who else joined?
It's a thing. Is
oh.
Veronica finally here?
No, okay.
Don't give
is
away,
Pam?
Jana. No names.
So is Pam still here?
I'm here.
Well, Pam, we did have that discussion. So are you going to sing a little song for me?
I mean, I can try. Like I said, I just called to say I love you. I just called to sing while on the air. There you go.
I knew you were going to put your own words to it.
Well, of course. You got to fit the situation.
It is the situation. So is, oh, do we have another caller? Kenny, I don't know how to read this.
She doesn't know how to read.
Kenny, you're never going to be the same.
A hot mess. This was their thing, but it's kind of a hot mess.
So who just came on?
No, hold on. Kenny? Kenny?
Don't tell her.
Sesame? No,
I'm still here.
Kenny. Sesame Street Smart. All you have to remember is Kane.
No.
Sesame Street Smart.
I want you to know I have both hands over my ears. I'm not listening to that. I refuse to hear that. No.
We warned you. I'm telling you right
she
now. We have
one
you.
Who agrees with it.
No.
Wait a minute. Jane and Kenny, what are you guys most looking forward to about the celebration?
Who's asking?
That would be seeing me. What are you talking about?
Asking,
what
do you mean? Jana?
Oh.
Nobody cares about you, Raven.
Oh,
we
you care
about Raven.
You're right, Jana. You're right. It's fine.
What was the question?
What are you guys looking most forward to about the celebration?
Kenny, you
I'm just
first.
Looking
and will
forward.
There be free drinks?
Free drinks?
I know.
For breakfast?
Yes, Amanda, three of them.
I
three
would say
person?
Hey, we had drinks at breakfast when we first met, so we're all good.
I know, and you were shocked that we actually had drinks at breakfast.
I was like, yeah.
Amanda, can I answer for Kenny on what are you most looking forward to about the wedding?
Yes, you can.
And I can tell you what I would say for my wedding is to stop talking about the wedding celebration. Because it's been 2 years. Right?
Oh, I know. Is that where we're having the party?
So, I mean, think about like when I got married almost 30 years ago, I remember afterwards thinking, what do we talk about? Because we've been talking about it for 20 months. I was like, we've been talking about the wedding for 20 months. So you've been talking about the celebration of your wedding for almost 2 years.
Like 2 months. Over time,
well,
like 2 months.
But I mean, off and on over the last 2 years about we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this. Blah, blah, blah.
Over here.
How to talk about something else is definitely an interesting dynamic.
Well,
I hope they're excited to celebrate with us. Finally.
I really am.
After 2 years.
We're very excited.
I'm excited not to have to garden anymore this year.
I'm sorry, who's that talking about?
Like, Sunday morning is going to be like, oh, my God, I'm not going to weed this entire season.
The yard's going to get abandoned.
Yep, that'll be the last time I weed.
But I've seen your yard, and it looks beautiful.
Okay, so
it's gorgeous, Kenny.
Yes.
I didn't know Veronica was here.
I'm surprised you even knew her voice.
She sat together. Well, she was talking about the yard. That's the only reason why she figured it out.
That's the thing. She wants to know her voice, and she wants to talk about the yard.
No.
All right, Jane, you have failed on all of your daughter's voices 100% this whole night.
Oh, well, it's not as if you guys have never failed. So there, okay.
We know your voice.
Well, 100% we know your voice.
You have a lineup.
Well, maybe.
A lineup.
Well, did it ever occur to you that because you all share the same genes that perhaps you kind of sound a little bit alike? And
no,
you know,
I thought it was Natalie and Tina. They don't share.
You guys, hey, on Friday, let's blindfold her and have her pick out our voices.
So did you guys?
I can tell them apart.
Did you guys just
and like put her 20 feet away? Put her 10 feet away like she is now because it's muffled, and have her pick out our voices and see how well she does.
So, so my voice is a little bit different than all of yours, but you do sound similar sometimes, or one of you will sound like the other, like one other, you know, I mean.
But
so,
you guessed that I was either Pam or Natalie.
I know. You didn't even get
that I was
first.
Debbie.
You thought you were Debbie?
No, it was Kenny.
Yeah,
well,
and Melissa, you were who?
No, Kenny said.
I don't know if she gave me a name.
Like I was influenced by Kenny.
He was just like, well, who is me?
No, he goes.
You're influenced by Kenny.
Yeah, he said Debbie. What is that?
Oh.
Sesame Street.
Oh, Sesame Street.
Dude, Brianna got Pam and Natalie and Veronica before you picked her out.
Are you laughing about
who loves the most?
It's the Sesame Street thing, isn't it, you guys? You're all
100%, yes.
Now, wait a minute.
Penny, we warned you. Sesame Street smart.
I think that I'm much better. I'm not near as gullible as I was 10 years ago, okay? I mean, that's for real.
I'm not sure about that.
Oh.
I disagree.
Oh.
I'm not going to have a voice
play it better.
Because I believe my home should be a happy place. So I'm not having any
You learned.
So, okay, you know, it's pretty soon the show is going to come to an end. I was just wondering, do we have the intro? Can we load that the right way?
Not right now, I can't.
Oh, we can't. Aw. Oh.
I will send it to everyone, though.
Oh, we're going to send everyone the intro. So, and we've got, I think we've got like five minutes left here. Oh.
Well, in 5 minutes, let me say this. Hello, Jonna. Is Jonna
Hello.
Still on?
Yeah,
I've met all the other. I met all the other daughters. I've not had a chance to meet you yet, so I'm looking forward to that. And I understand that you and your family will be living on the same base where my daughter is stationed, so hopefully we get to see a lot of each other.
Yes, well, my husband will be stationed there, but I think we're going to be living off base or off that base.
But
so you'll be
accessible.
So yeah. We'll be in the area.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Did you learn to speak Japanese while you were in Japan?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I've been practicing like all day, one or two statements to say to you, but thank you.
Domo arigato.
Domo arigato.
Oh, somebody
just... Zoe Touchy Musty?
I said it. The singer said it. I actually sang it. I didn't say it.
Oh.
Oh, the only reason I know it is because it's from a song.
But they don't even say that. They say arigato gozaimasu.
Right. It's different.
Oh, somebody just called in. Who is it? Hello. I know you called in. Who is it?
Hey, it's Bonnie again. I had to leave and then I came back, but I have to go again. But my final words are going to be, it's 5 months until Christmas.
Oh, honey, those are awful last words.
Those are horrible.
Awful?
Why would you throw that out there?
Yay.
At least you didn't
hey,
say
ladies,
shit.
We're about
didn't
to
tell
bring...
how many months until winter. Ladies
we
and gentlemen.
Love
it.
Okay, Bonnie, you owe all of winter. Us a Christmas present just for saying that.
Ladies and gentlemen,
okay.
We're about to bring this podcast to an end. We've got about 40 seconds left. But I do want to say I'm looking forward to the celebration and even more forward to spending more time with the extended part of my family now.
Yeah, and I just...
We are excited, too.
And I'm
welcome
saying,
to the family.
Get that place all ready because I'll be arriving on Friday.
Yeah, you'll be
thanks
there
for the warning.
To work on it before the fun.
Hey, Mike, I'm bringing my pearl handle
all the
back to the also.
Pearl
yeah, I got a pearl handle. I'm bringing my pearl handle axe, so I'm ready to throw some axes.
Okay.
There
you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for being a part of the show.
Love you guys.
And, we
love you guys.
They throw doubles, Kenny.
Okay.
Love you.
Again. What doubles?
Bye.
He's got pearl handle axes in him.
Oh, that was just some things. That was just something I said to sound cool.
Oh, you better step it up, Kenny, and bring it now. You better go find one.
Okay. Hey, listen, we got to go, but we will definitely do this again. Have a nice evening.
Love you guys.
Bye.
What a bunch of crazies.
See, you and your daughters can do this once a week, man. And record the...